and this station.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Tom Beal. We're at halftime, and the Lumberjacks trailing by a score of 21-10. It's been a question of big plays. Let's recap the scoring from this first half of football. Appleton East got on the board first, marching down the field on the first possession of the game. And they knocked in a one-yard touchdown run. Cole Kraus got credit for it, 7-0. It was a big play on that game. There was a fumble near the goal line, and one of the East players picked it up, and he would have been able to go about 97 yards for a touchdown. Nobody would have caught him, but the official marked the Appleton East player down, said he was down before the ball came loose. It certainly didn't look that way, but the call stood, and Appleton East was able to punch in the touchdown. 7-0, they took the lead with 5:10 remaining in the first quarter. They got another score just before the end of the first quarter, and it was a long one, a 79-yard touchdown pass. That was on a third and long, and it was a long touchdown pass to Sam Herman from the quarterback, Jay Costicia. The extra point made it 14-3. Earlier, East had kicked a field goal. The Lumberjacks had marched down the field and came up short of getting into the end zone, but Bryce Whitmark kicked a 22-yard field goal with a minute 24 to play in that first quarter. But as I said, it didn't take long, less than a minute, for Appleton East to get it down the field and score again in that long touchdown pass. 14-3 at the end of the first quarter. Lumberjacks scored again, and they hit a big play. It was a 58-yard scoring pass from Bryce Whitmark to Tim Nass. The extra point made it 14-10, and then the Appleton East Patriots were able to score again on a big play, a 49-yard run, and once again it was a long down-and-distance situation, but Gabe Heindel was able to break free, break a couple of tackles, and then make a couple of nifty moves, and then just run away from a couple of defenders as well. He basically did it all on that play, breaking tackles, showing the power running, also showing some nifty moves, and then the speed to run away from a couple of East defenders, a 49-yard touchdown run. And the extra point made it 21-10, and that's where we are here at halftime. The East Band, under the direction of Rob Perkins, is entertaining his homecoming game crowd. Good crowd out here tonight for this one on the East side of things. And Rob Perkins, the band director here at East, alumni of the Wisconsin Marching Band. Of course, we'll see the Big Red Marching Band down in Madison tomorrow when the Badgers take on Purdue in the Big Ten opener. And you can hear that game on our sister station, WSAU. And, of course, Packer football coming your way on Sunday, also on our sister station, WSAU. Take a look at the stats from the first half. Brennan Becker led the ground attack for East, 38 yards on 7 carries, not nearly the kind of work rate that he had last week. Not a whole lot of running room so far tonight anyway. Brennan Becker, 7 carries, 38 yards. Bryce Whitmark, 1 carry for 1 yard. Matt Grady, 1 carry for no yards. So 39 rushing yards in the first half for East. Passing, Whitmark unofficially 5 of 11 for 89 yards. Tim Nass has 4 catches for 83 yards and that long touchdown. And Cam Gritzmacher, 1 catch for 6 yards, 89 total yards through the air, 128 yards of total offense for the Lumberjacks here tonight. For Appleton East, Gabe Heindel has 9 carries for 94 yards unofficially. Eric Rydell is 2 carries for 13 yards. Gostisha, the quarterback, 7 carries, 35 yards. Nate Emmerich, 1 carry for 8 yards. And Cole Krause has 4 carries for 12 yards, 162 yards on the ground unofficially for the Patriots here in the first half. Gostisha, 6 of 8 for 139 yards. Sam Herman, 3 catches for 110 yards through the air. Riedel, 1 catch for 8. Krause, 1 catch for no yards. Also, it was Shane Smith who had 1 catch for 8 yards, and Dominic Skidna, 1 catch for 13 yards. 139 yards through the air for the Patriots. 301 yards of total offense for the Patriots here in the first half of football. We'll take a timeout and come back and get set for the second half of action. We're at halftime, and the Lumberjacks trail by a score of 21-10. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Tom Field as we get set for the second half of football here tonight. Let's see if the Lumberjacks can make some defensive adjustments and stop these big plays that they're getting gashed with here tonight. They trail at 21-10. Still to come tonight, DC Everest football. The Evergreens taking on Appleton West at Steam Stadium. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. We want to quickly introduce the homecoming court here tonight that we're honored at halftime. The Queen, Rebecca Erdman. The King was Dylan Hedrick. The other girls in the court, Olivia Nass, Vanessa Bourse, Kelsey Anderson, and Selena Husband. And the guys in the King's court, Louis Nass, Bryce Widmark, Bryce Taylor, and Nick Bollinger. Both teams are getting final instructions from their coaches. And we'll get set. East will get the football here to begin the second half as they kicked off to start this one. So let's see if the offense has something up their sleeve to strike quickly here and make this a one-possession game once again. They haven't really been able to hit, with the exception of the one big play to Tim Nass, they haven't been able to do as much through the air as they've done in some of the other games. And last week, Brendan Becker was able to pick up a lot of yardage on the ground. Appleton East's defense much better against the run tonight than Appleton West was last week. So let's see if they can get Becker on track in the second half of football as well. Tony Marquardt is the deep man for the Lumberjacks, standing back at about the 9-yard line. The East kicker, Appleton East kicker, has had some line drive kicks that have been fielded by some of the upmen. Let's see what happens with this one. If you're those guys in front, though, don't turn your head. As soon as you do that, that's when they try an onside kick. Kick is away, a line drive. Marquardt's going to take it at about the 13. Waits for his blockers, out to the 20. Now tries to cut it back, and he's run down from behind and dropped at about the 25-yard line. Good coverage that time. And it will be first down Lumberjacks at the 24-yard line. And Bryce Widmark will operate out of the gun. He's got two receivers right, two receivers left. Becker behind him. Low snap, quick pass, and that's caught by Wilson, and he just carried these tacklers. And he fumbled the football on Apple, and he says they have it, and they do. Sean Wilson put his head down and tried to get extra yardage, and he got knocked down at the 30-yard line, and the ball was stripped And it is Appleton East football. So a huge turnover to start the second half. And the Patriots have a short field here. It was a bullet pass to Wilson. He caught it. And he was nailed by about two or three tacklers. And he was fighting for extra yardage near the 30 and got the ball stripped away. This is just the second game back for Wilson. He missed some time with injury. And now they send in an extra man from the sideline. Late man coming in to the lineup for Appleton East. They've got three receivers wide right. They're going to hand it off. The fullback breaking tackles. Now East is trying to strip the ball. The Lumberjacks trying to strip the ball. Couldn't get it out. And fighting for yardage down near the 21-yard line. Ball had a pickup of about eight for the carry on Cole Krause. And they come to the line with three receivers wide right again. And once again, they hand it off inside. The fullback and quarterback both get crushed. You can't tell who has the ball sometimes, so they both get nailed. I think the fullback had it. It's going to be enough for a first down. That Krause again picking up the first down. Down inside the 20 to about the 17. First and 10, Appleton East inside the Lumberjack 20-yard line. Ball resting at the 17. And they're going to hand it off. Oh, good defensive play in the backfield, blowing that play off. Who got in for that one? That looked like it was Matt Grady who got in there. A loss of two on the play. He got in the backfield and blew that play up. And it's second down and 12. Two receivers, one left, one right this time. High backfield. And once again, they try the quick hitter. Quarterback kept it this time, and he gets knocked down after a short pickup, maybe two or three on the carry. East wasn't fooled. Lumberjacks weren't fooled, and they buried Gustisha as he tried to, he got it back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe 2 yards on the pickup. Call it third down and 10 now. Appleton East can get a first down down near the 7-yard line. So big play right here. High backfield. They're going to hand it off again. Now Gustisha kept it. Good fake, and he's going to get first down yardage. He sold that fake well. The inside handoff on the fake, and then Gustisha kept it, went it around the left side, and picked up first down yardage down near the 5. Pickup of 12 on the carry. He hides that ball well after he makes the fake, and Lumberjacks didn't see that he had it until it was too late. First and goal on the 5 for the Patriots. One receiver wide right. High backfield, tight formation. This time Gustisha keeps it again. He'll take it into the end zone. Fake inside, and Gustisha gets the touchdown. A 5-yard run for the Appleton East quarterback, and they have opened up an advantage here now. It's 27-10. They take advantage of the turnover and punch in a touchdown here to start off the second half. And now we'll line up to kick the extra point. Snap is good. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 28-10, Appleton East with the lead. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
We are Buck Sports!
Tom King back here at Tom Field as the Lumberjacks will get the ball back here, but now they trail by 18 points. It's 28-10. They cough up a fumble, and the Patriots take advantage of it. Here's the kick. Another line drive, going to take a bounce. Marquardt grabs it at about the 9, brings it out across the 15. Trying to get the corner, he's got the corner. One man to beat, and he won't be able to beat him. Knocked out of bounds, but got it out again near the 20. And make that the 35-yard line. Well, if nothing else tonight, because of the injury to Justice, and they might have found a kickoff returner here. Tony Marquardt has some good kickoff returns and has given these good field position. He's out now at about the 35-yard line is where the Lumberjacks will start. First and 10. Becker behind Widmark. Widmark out of the gun. He wants to throw. Now he throws. He's got a man that's caught, but out of bounds. Nass caught it, but he was out of bounds on the catch. Call it incomplete. Second and 10, trying to get it to Nass up along the near sideline, and he was out of bounds when he made the grab. Widmark will come under center this time. Fumble the snap, and he's going to be gobbled up immediately and swarmed under. Bad exchange between the quarterback in the center right there, and it will force East, so they're going to give him forward progress at about the 32. Call it a loss of 3 on the play. And it will be third down and 13, so not a good start to the second half for the Lumberjacks. Third down and 13. 8:41 to play here, third quarter. They trail 28-10. Out of the gun, Widmark. Has time, and still has time. Now he looks, now he throws it. Incomplete. Trying to get it to Justison. It would have been a first down, but it was too high. Justison was able to tip it, and he could barely raise his right arm. His shoulder must really be bad because he runs off the field holding that right arm straight down. And it's fourth down. East will be forced to punt. Widmark standing at about his own 18, gets the punt away, not a good punt. And it hits one of the Lumberjacks. It's going to be a down ball. It hit one of the Lumberjacks way back in East territory at the 48-yard line. One of the Lumberjacks who was running down got hit by that punt after it bounced. Actually, they're going to mark it, and they're going to move it now. They have it marked. It's going to be at the 48 of the Lumberjacks on that mark. And that was not a good punt. And it once again gives great field position to the Patriots. And boy, I'll tell you what, if they score here again, it's going to be pretty tough for the Lumberjacks to mount some kind of a comeback here tonight. They have just not looked on the same page here tonight. Gostisha going to hand it off inside, and not much there that time. Maybe two. Down near the 45. On the carry, Cole Krause picked up. Give him 3 on the carry. And it's second down and 7. Gostisha came out tonight throwing the football and threw it pretty well, but they haven't had to throw it very much since then. They've been living on the ground. Another handoff, and this is Heindel, and he's dragged down from behind after a short gain. Got it down inside the 45 to about the 44. Heindel, the ball carry that time. Call it a pickup of maybe 2. Going to be third down at about 5. Third down and 5 for the Patriots. East with a little confusion on the defensive side of the ball. Man comes in motion now. And they want to throw straight draft. Now they're going to throw it down the sideline, and it's going to be incomplete. That was good coverage right there for the Lumberjacks. Matt Grady running right with the intended receiver, and if he would have turned around a little bit quicker, he might have been able to get a pick there. But it does force a fourth down and a probable punt here for Abilene East. That was the man who came in motion across from left to right and then went right down the sideline, and Grady ran right with him. Once again, Abilene East has a late player getting on the field in punt formation. There's the snap, and the punt's away. It's a short one, and it's going to go out of bounds near the 20-yard line. See where they mark it. East will have the ball right there at the 20, so the defense gets a stop, and boy, did they need that. And now the offense will see if they can get something going here. 28-10, Abilene East with the lead, 6:51 to play here, third quarter. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Two receivers left, one right. Whitmark out of the pistol. Low snap again. Now he throws it. He's got a man looking for some blocking, and not much there. A big hit. Ritzmacher paid the price for that one. Actually, that was Justison as he got sandwiched high and low as he got it just across the 20. So call it a pickup of only one on that pass and catch to Jake Justison, his first catch of the night. Second down and 9. Receivers left and right, out of the pistol, Whitmark this time. It's a fake direct snap to Becker, that's going nowhere. Fooled no one, and Becker's knocked down, maybe got the original line of scrimmage, call it no gain. Third down and 9. Next week, the Lumberjacks travel down the road to Steam Stadium to take on D.C. Everest. So only one game on Fox Sports Radio next week. East at Everest. Chris Connolly will have the call for you from Steve next week. Whitmark out of the gun, drops back, wants to throw, has plenty of time, throws it down the field, he's got a man, and he's dropped. Oh my, Ritzmacher had a step on the defender across midfield, and he juggled it and dropped it. Fourth down in a punting situation. They had the big play. It was there. Gritzmacher was behind the defense. Widmark put the pass right on the money, and Cam just dropped it. Fourth down and 9 in a punting situation for the Lumberjacks. 5:37 to play here, third quarter. That could have been a game changer right there. Now East has to take a timeout. They have a man missing in punt formation, too. Lumberjacks have to take a timeout in punt formation because they don't have enough players on the field, I believe. So we'll take one as well. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. They are diverse, unique, from all corners of the country, and thanks to their common experience, a family for life. But whether they served in lands far away or communities close to home, some of these men and women may face difficult times or even crisis. But sometimes, reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all for veterans, service members, reserve, and National Guard. Thankfully, friends, family, and communities are standing by their service members and veterans now more than ever. We're all in this together. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. During times of crisis, reach out and call. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or chat online at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Tom Field. This time, Whitmark gets a good punt away, and it stays in bounds and rolls down to the 35-yard line of Abilene East. That was a great punt right there from Bryce Whitmark. And it will be Abilene East football at the 36-yard line, their own 36, 5:26 to play here, third quarter. Appleton East leading 28-10. Lumberjack so close to breaking another big play right there. Good pass protection. Widmark stepped up through a bullet spiral over the top. Gertzmacher was open, and it went off of his hands incomplete. First and 10, Appleton East. They come to the line. And they're going to run the option. The quarterback keeps, makes one man miss, and picks up positive yardage. Good dancing move by Jake Costicia, and he gets it down across the 40 to about the 43-yard line, but is that him slow getting up? He is slow getting up. And it looks like his left arm or left shoulder is the problem. He's going to have to come off the field for at least one play, and it may be more than that. Well, that's the risk you take when you run the option with the quarterback. He's going to take a lot of punishment, and he will leave the field. Trying to see who they have in there now. It is. They don't have a number 13 on the rush. Not a fumble. Is it a fumble? No. I guess it was on the ground, recovered by Appleton East. We'll try to get you the last name of the quarterback. His first name is Seth.
Seth Bourbon
is the quarterback, the backup quarterback who was in the game for Appleton East. And he's got a third down now and about 3.5. And he is going to hand it off inside, and that is not going to get the first down. They stand up the fullback and drive him back a little bit. On the carry that time was Cole Krause. And it's going to be a fourth down and one. And they will line up to punt. And they do punt, high punt, and it's going to take a bounce, an Appleton East bounce, all the way down inside the 15-yard line. Good punt right there, but the Lumberjacks get the ball back, and once again, the defense gets a stop here. And we'll keep it right here. Lumberjacks have the football, they're going to mark it at about the 13 or 14-yard line. East football brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Well, the defense is doing their job here now. Now the offense needs to get on track. Widmark, man in motion this time. Fakey wants to throw. They set up the screen. They've got it. Becker's got it. He gets a block. Cuts it back. And he's going to get it out across the 20 to about the 22. That's going to be close to a first down, but a bit short, I believe. Widmark completes the pass to Becker. And a pickup of about 9. Second down in a yard for the Lumberjacks. Two receivers left, one right. Widmark, man in motion again. This time they hand the ball off, and Becker's going nowhere. I tell you, that's Grady. Grady gets swarmed under. Matt Grady on the carry, and he got met as soon as he got to the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go. He's actually going to lose a yard on the carry. So call it third down and about 2 now. Clock continues to move. 2:48 to play here, third quarter. Lumberjacks need to get some points on the board here pretty soon. Cut this deficit down a little bit. Widmark out of the gun. Wants to pass, has time. Now avoids trouble. Good block. This time again throws, and it's going to be picked off. Picked off, and back the other way near the 20-yard line. He was trying to get it to Wilson out near the 40-yard line, but jumping in front and making the interception, I believe, was Ryan Miller. Miller makes the interception, and Appleton East will have the football at the Lumberjack 21-yard line. Marquette time. He rolled away from trouble, got a block to stay free, and then threw. And good coverage. Ryan Miller picks it off. Now we get a flag out of the play, and that's going to be a delay of game call against Abilene East. Now, was it delay? Well, what? I think maybe they had a late man run off the field from the huddle. Maybe that was the call. They had a late man run off the field, so it was a too many men on the field penalty, I believe. So back them up 5, first and 15. And this time the quarterback, Berman, keeps it, gets it down inside the 25, down to the 21. So Costicia is still out of the game. It looked like he hurt his shoulder. Pick up on, they're going to say no. They got that original 5 yards back on the penalty. We're being told now the injury to Costicia is his head. He got knocked in the head, and so obviously the concussion protocols will go into work. Now the inside handoff to the fullback, and he's carrying tacklers down inside the 15-yard line. Going to be short of the first down. But once again, they just don't get the legs out from under Cole Krause, and he's able to pick up about 7 on that carry. But all of that yardage was picked up carrying about 3 or 4 red jerseys with it. Obviously, you're not going to tackle Cole Krause high. Third down. Berman's going to keep it, and he's not going to get there, I believe. Trying to get it around the right corner. Going to be a little bit short, I believe. It's going to be fourth down and very short. So now Abilene East will have a decision to make here, depending on the leg of their kicker. Probably going to go for it here. It's going to be fourth down and very short. Fourth down at about a yard. Down to 43 seconds to play here, third quarter. Abilene East leading. And they're just going to give it to the fullback up the middle, and he got the first down near the 10-yard line. And it's going to be first and goal, I believe. They got it marked right at the 10, so first and goal at the 10-yard line. Krause, the ball carrier again. And they may let the clock run out here. Let's see if they decide to run another play. Down to 6 seconds. Like they're going to let the clock run out. So that's how the third quarter will come to an end. Lumberjack defense has had a couple of stops here, but the offense can't get untracked. And the score remains 28-10. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a whole team of specialists on your side. Not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
A few years ago, I noticed my vision getting blurry. I thought it was part of getting older, but I was wrong. I have a disease called age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in people 55 and older. There are treatments for AMD, but early detection is key to saving your sight. To receive a free AMD packet, call the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 800-585-0516. That's 800-585-0516. You'll be glad you did.
You know a good teammate when you see one.
We are Blackboard!
Tom King back here at Tom Field. Abilene East with the football, first and goal from the 10-yard line. And they hand it off inside again. Not much there for the fullback. That Krause again. Got it maybe to the 9. Pickup of 1. Second down and 9. They are making the quarterback pay every time he takes that handoff, and even when he hands it off, he's getting knocked down on the option. They are down to their second quarterback here. Once again, they hand it off inside, and that's going nowhere. Good stand by the defensive front here. Once again, no gain on that. Third down and goal from the 9. to 10, Applewood East with the lead, trying to add to it here, but it's a third down and 9. High backfield behind him. Let's see if they go to the air here. Now, if the quarterback's going to keep it this time, and he's going to get it down inside the 5 to about the 2, or it's going to be fourth down and goal from about the 2. Urban kept it that time and picked up about 6. And once again, one of the Appleton East players is slow to get up. Is that the quarterback? It is. Now their second quarterback is limping back to the huddle. He's got a bad ankle. Looks like his right foot or his right ankle, and they're going to have to take a timeout here. 10:37 to play here, fourth quarter, and all of a sudden Appleton East with a question at quarterback. One quarterback out with a head injury, and now their backup quarterback hobbling after that play, coming up limping with what appears to be a right ankle problem. Lumberjack football brought to you in part tonight by InterCity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses, inviting you to come bank with them. Also by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack sports. Don't forget tomorrow, the Smiley Invitational Cross-Country Meet being run out at Tribute Golf Course, one of the largest cross-country meets in the Midwest. Hosted by the Lumberjacks out at Tribute Golf Course, named, of course, after longtime Wausau High and East track coach Bill Smiley, track and cross-country coach. And the East Girls Volleyball team in action, the Wisconsin Valley Conference first volleyball match of the year is happening tomorrow. That's being done down at D.C. Everest. All right, here we go. Fourth down and goal from the 2. Urban's back in there. Hands it off inside to the fullback. Did he get it in? No signal yet. And it looks like he did. Yes, touchdown. Appleton East. And they have extended the lead here with a 2-yard touchdown run. Is that Krause again? I believe it was. And it will extend the lead now to 34-10. Line up to kick the extra point. Snap is good. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 35-10, Appleton East. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
3 tours driving Humvees in Afghanistan.
12 years flying choppers.
When my sister came back from her last tour in Afghanistan, she didn't want to talk about it, but she knew I was there to listen.
Sometimes my husband still has difficult memories. They can be overwhelming. With the Veterans Crisis Line, I know where to turn when we need support.
I made the call and got support for my sister.
The Veterans Crisis Line is here for all veterans and their loved ones. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Check it out. It's
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Top Field as we come back here in the fourth quarter, 10:28 to play. Appleton East in command here, 35-10. And the Lumberjacks will get the football back. Don't forget, still to come tonight, D.C. Everest football as they take on Appleton West. That's the second half of our doubleheader. You'll hear that game in its entirety from Steam Stadium when we are done here. Kick is away, a line drive caught by one of the up men at the 35-yard line. And that's Romanski, and he gets it out to about the near the 40. The line shot right into the stomach area of Sam Romanski, and he hangs onto it, brings it out to about the 39 is where they'll mark it. First and 10 for the Lumberjacks from their own 39-yard line. Lumberjacks have to score quickly, and they have to score a lot if they're going to get back into this one. But we saw what happened last week. Appleton West was able to put a lot of points on the board in a very short amount of time. They show out, throw out to the flat, and Becker is just swarmed under back at the 34-yard line. That's going to be a loss of about 6 on that, maybe 5. Call it a loss of 5 on the completed pass. Second down and 15. Becker, or Widmark, out of the gun. Wants to throw. He has time. Now he throws. Trying to get it to Gritzmacher. It's caught. And it's going to be short of the first down, but it's out across the 45 to about the 47-yard line. Great pass, great catch by Gritzmacher right there. Over the shoulder, coming into the east bench area on the west end of the field. The west side of the field. Going to be third down at about 2. So call it a pickup of 13 on the pass and catch from Widmark to Gritzmacher. At full house backfield this time with the two big blockers. They're going to give it to Becker. He's not going to get it. Not even close. Appleton East blew up that play. I don't think he got anything on that. It's going to be fourth down at about 2. They're going to mark it at the 41-yard line. Got to go for it here, I would imagine. Why not? Fourth down and 2. So this play right here will determine whether or not the Lumberjacks will have a pulse or whether or not this game is, for all intents and purposes, over. It's fourth down and a long 2, maybe 3. Widmark's going to go out of the pistol. Widmark wants to throw. He's got a man, and that's caught. First down, and that's Gritzmacher down inside the 45 to about the 43 of Appleton East. Pickup of about 13 on the pass and catch to Gritzmacher. And it's a first down for East. Ball at the Appleton East 42. Widmark out of the gun again. Drop back. Lots of time. Wants to throw. He's got a man. Oh, it's short. How Gritzmacher is behind the defense. Somehow that pass got between two defenders. And Gritzmacher tried to make a sliding catch and couldn't do it. Incomplete. That ball could have very easily been picked off, too. There were a couple of defenders there, and somehow the ball got in between them. And short hops Gritzmacher down inside the 10-yard line. Second down and 10. Widmark, once again, getting good protection from his offensive line. He has had time here tonight, for the most part. They're going to hand it off to Becker, and he's going to get it out down inside the 40 to about the 39. Pickup of about 3 on the carry. Third down and 7. Clock, though, moving now. 8:14 to play in the game. Three receivers right, one to the left. Widmark out of the gun. Looks. Pumps. Gets away from trouble now. Rolling out. Throws. He's got a man. That's caught. Gritzmacher down inside the 20. Stays in bounds and is grabbed down at about the 20 or 18-yard line. ...21 yards on the pass and catch to Cam Gritzmacher. His third catch of the half, fourth of the game. And it's first and 10, Lumberjacks at the 19. Maybe the 18-yard line is where they have it marked. Widmark out of the gun again. Throws it out. A little bubble pass, and that's going nowhere. They didn't get a block out there. Didn't get a block on his man, and he was able to come in and make the tackle on Justison. And that was a loss back to the 20-yard line. Completed pass, but for a loss of two. Second down and 12. Widmark wants to throw again. Low snap, he corrals it. Here comes the blitz, and he's going to be sacked. Fighting through a couple of blocks on top of that, coming in on the blitz, Parker Groves, one of the linebackers, and he gets the sack of Widmark back at about the 22-yard line. Third down and 14. Well, and they know you're going to pass every time. They can unleash the hounds, as it were, and they did that time. Third down and long. Widmark wants to throw again. Rolls away from trouble. Has time. Looking. Still looking. Throws. It's caught, I believe. Did he get 14? Yeah, a catch made inside the 10 down near the 8. Who hung on to that one? Tim Nass, I believe, on the catch. And it's going to be up for a first down on that catch. Oh, at 14 yards on the catch for Nass, his first catch of the second half. Widmark wants to throw again. They throw the thing in the end zone. Chris Walker goes up. It's incomplete. Good coverage there. And it's incomplete. That pass wobbled a bit. The defender was there, though, and Gritzmacher couldn't out-jump him for it. Incomplete. Second down and goal. Widmark wants to throw. Little slant pattern. It's tipped incomplete. Once again, the defender right with Cam Gritzmacher in the end zone and was able to tip that one. Gritzmacher tried to make a diving effort on it, but couldn't get it. And it's incomplete. Third down and goal now from the 8. Lumberjacks have kept this drive alive on a fourth down play and also on a long third down play. Now they face two down territory here at the 8-yard line. They trail 35-10 with just 6:18 to play. They need a score here. Now there was movement and the flag flies. It's going to be a legal procedure against the Lumberjacks. A couple of players moved early. That'll back them up 5 yards. East football brought to you in part tonight by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Widmark, out of the pistol, bobble the snap, he's able to pick it up, he's rolling way out, he passes to Becker, makes one man miss, still on his feet, now knocked down, and now a flag flies in. Maybe, let's see what that flag is for. Is it head-to-head contact or a face mask, or let's see what it is. Becker got nailed and spun around and dropped at about the 17-yard line. Officials are talking about it. What are they going to do? Haven't seen a signal as of yet. It is going to be a face mask call against Appleton East, and that'll move the ball down. They run over and give the explanation to the Appleton East sideline. I saw the signal. It was a face mask. I didn't see the face mask. I saw Becker spin around after being hit high. But it keeps the drive alive. Now it's a third down and goal. The ball is at the 12-yard line. Third and goal from the 12. Widmark's going to hand it off to Becker, dancing down inside the 10, maybe to the 9. Pickup of 3 on the carry for Becker. Just to try to keep the defense a little bit honest. But now you're facing a fourth down and goal from the 9. Got to get it in. They quickly line up. Widmark wants a quick snap. He gets it. Wants to throw. Looks. Throws it up. He's got a man. That's it. Can he get to the end zone? No, he gets knocked out of the 1. Nass gets knocked out of bounds at the one, and Apple Denise will take over on downs. They completed the pass down inside the five, but by the time Nass turned and tried to get to the pylon, he got knocked out of bounds. Good defensive play right there, and Apple Denise will have the football, and that should just about do it here tonight. 35-10, Apple Denise with the lead, just 5:25 remaining. A pickup of 8 on the pass and catch from Widmark to Nass, just 1 yard short of what they needed. Lining up at the 1 yard line, they give it to the first man through. Not much there, maybe a yard. And the Lumberjacks will take a timeout here. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Lupus is one of the cruelest, most mysterious diseases on Earth. Difficult to diagnose, hard to live with, and a challenge to treat. It strikes without warning and can ravage any part of the body with devastating impact. Lupus can be disabling and fatal, yet research on lupus remains underfunded. Help us solve the cruel mystery. We're the Lupus Foundation of America. Learn more online at lupus.org or call us at 1-800-558-0121.
We are Black Mark.
And we're back here at Tom Field. Lumberjacks trailing 35-10. They're going to be disappointed by this effort in many aspects of the game here tonight, giving up the big plays especially, and then not being able to convert on a few big plays of their own. And now it's really going to put the pressure on the next 3 weeks. If they have any hope of making the playoffs, they're going to have to win 3 games in a row before they head to Appleton North for that regular season finale. Inside handoff, and they get it out to the 5. It'll be 3rd down and about 5. Pickup of about 4 on the carry. Third down at about 5. Clock continues to move. East Football brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a card loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Inside handoff again. It's going to be short of the 1st down. Got it out near the 9. Lumberjacks will take another timeout here. And that is the last timeout for East. We'll keep it right here. And remind you that for every point the Lumberjacks score this season, Young's Pharmacy in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center in Schofield will make a donation to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. 10 points tonight, $10 more to the fund. And all of that money will be donated to help veterans travel to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials built in their honor. 4th down and 2, Apple Denise facing a punting situation from their own end zone. Coming up, the second half of our doubleheader, it's D.C. Everest and Appleton West. You can hear that game in its entirety when we're done here. Next week, the Lumberjacks travel to Steam Stadium to take on D.C. Everest. We'll, of course, have that game live for you right here as well. So a punting situation. There haven't been too many of those tonight for Apple and East. They're going to stand in their own end zone. East is trying to block the punt. They're sending everybody, and they just missed getting it. It's going to be a high punt, and it's going to bounce sideways and be down at about the 45-yard line of the Lumberjacks. They sent everybody trying to block that one in the end zone, and just were a little bit late getting there. Lumberjacks will have good field position at the Apple and East 45, but once again, down 25 points and only 4:21 remaining. Three receivers left, two right for the Lumberjacks. Widmark's all alone back in the gun. Low snap, he corrals it. He wants to throw. He's got a man. That's Gritzmacher, who makes the catch and goes down at about the 37-yard line. going to be a pickup of about 8. And that's the fourth catch of the half for Gritsmacher. Second down and 2. Widmark out of the gun again. Here comes the blitz. He's going to try to run away from it being chased. Needs to get rid of it. Throws. It's caught. First down. That was a tough throw for Widmark. He was throwing against his body while on the run. And he was able to get that one to Tim Nass for the first down. Only picked up 3 or 4 on the pass, but it was enough. First down yardage inside the 35 at about the 34. Actually, ball marked at the 33, first and 10. Once again, though, clock moving. Snap low, Widmark grabs it. Here comes the blitz. They pick it up and not long enough, and he's going to go down. Knocked down hard at about the 40-yard line. Big loss of yardage right there, back to the 39. Going to be second down and about 17. Maybe 16, call it. Widmark out of the gun with a back behind him. Now he throws. That's tipped and intercepted down the far sideline and knocked out of bounds. And it will be Appleton East football. Pass was overthrown and intercepted, and Appleton East brings it down into East territory at about the 46-yard line. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds before that. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds. Still in Appleton East territory at about the 48 is where they'll mark it. First and 10 from there. First down and 10, Appleton East. Clock moving down to 2:29. They're taking as much time as they can here. Yeah, the backup quarterback was looking at the referee instead of the umpire for how much time was left. They headed off, get it to midfield. Looking behind him to see how much time he had. Now they're explaining it to him. Look at the other guy if you want to know how much time is left. Got to give the backup quarterback, Bourbon, some credit. He's out there playing on a bad ankle that he injured earlier in this half, and he's still limping a little bit, but basically they're doing nothing but handing the ball off at this point. Pickup of 2 on the carry that time. And it'll be second down and about 8. Inside handoff again. That's the fullback. And they just run it right up the middle, and they've worn down this East defense now. That was Krause again. Picked up about 6. Third down and about 2. Just a few plays remaining here in this one. And we'll get you set for Everest and Appleton West coming up next. And the fullback handoff again at the first down. Just burrows through and picks up about 3 on the carry. And that should do it. It's going to be about 1:09 on the clock, but East cannot stop it. They move the chains. The clock will start again. And a very disappointing evening for the Lumberjacks in this one. Too many big plays. They'll take as much time in the huddle as they can, go to the line and take a knee. Victory formation here for the Appleton East Patriots. And they get the much-needed win here tonight at Tom Field. They'll have to do that one more time, and that will finish things up. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part tonight by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or you can visit them online at bonejoint.net. Also by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports. Wish wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. So they come to the line, and we'll take a knee one more time, and that'll do it. And we will take a timeout, come back, give you the stats from this one, and get you set for game two of our doubleheader, D.C. Everest and Appleton West, coming up. Final score tonight, 35-10. Appleton East with the victory. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Check out my rollerblades. Whoa!
Accidents happen as quickly as one wrong step. Get your foot in the door faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
In a world where your tires are your only connection to the road, one man, four tires, free air. An epic battle against underinflation, tire damage, and even tire failure. In the ultimate fight for properly inflated tires, the warrior gives his heart, his soul, to keep those he loves safe on the road. Tires will inflate. Money will be saved. A message from the Rubber Manufacturers Association.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Fox Sports Radio. Tom King back here at Tom Field, where the Lumberjacks come up short tonight. They lose it 35-10. Good performance by Appleton East here tonight. Not so good by the Lumberjacks. We take a look at the yardage. 184 yards passing for Bryce Widmark. He was 19 of 33. Just 36 yards on the ground, though, net. Brennan Becker had 44 yards to lead the Lumberjacks rushing. In fact, the only back with positive yardage for East tonight. Cam Gritzmacher had 5 catches for 62 yards. Tim Nass, 6 catches for 109 yards and a touchdown. Sean Wilson, 1 catch for 4. Brennan Becker, 2 catches for 9. Justison had 2 catches for 1 yard on the night. Lumberjacks scoring. With a minute 24 remaining in the first quarter, they were able to kick a field goal, a 22-yard field goal by Widmark. And with 11:50 to play in the second quarter, it was Widmark hitting Tim Nass with a 58-yard touchdown pass. And that pulled East within 14-10 at the time, but that was all they could muster offensively here tonight. It was Cole Krause with a couple of touchdown runs for Appleton East. The big play, a 79-yard touchdown pass from the starting quarterback, Jake Gostisha, to Sam Herman. That made the score 14-3 at the time back in the first quarter, and they also gave up another big run as Gabe Heindel had a 49-yard run for a touchdown. That extended the lead to 21-10. And then in the third quarter, Gasticia took it in from 5 yards out on the quarterback option. 28-10, Krause finished the scoring with the touchdown run just inside the beginning of the fourth quarter, 35-10. The final 239 yards on the ground tonight for Appleton East. Gasticia wasn't bad through the year either. They didn't have to throw very much. He had seven completions in eight attempts unofficially before going out with the injury. Seth Bourbon finished up two attempts, no completion. Sam Herman, three catches, including that big 79-yard touchdown catch, led the way for Appleton East. So, with the win, Appleton East goes to 2-1 in the conference and two and three overall. With the loss, the Lumberjacks dropped to 1-2 in the conference, 1-4 overall. And they hit the road to D.C. Everest next Friday night, and we'll have that game live for you right here on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Well, that's going to wrap things up here tonight from Tom Field. We'll send it back to the Fox Sports studios and Spencer Loomis to get you set for our second matchup tonight. It's D.C. Everest and Appleton West in high school football from Steam Stadium, and we'll do that next. This is Tom King. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to Spencer for engineering the game tonight, and thank you for listening. Not so good news for homecoming this year at Tom Field. Your final score once again, Appleton East 35, Wausau East 10. You've been listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been listening to Wausau East Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.